Welcome to KAWC's The Hotspot.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
And I'm Max Schwitzing.
This is our first episode of The Hotspot, produced by the KAWC's newsroom. We look forward to bringing you news that matter to Yuma and La Paz counties.
This week, we heard from Deja Fox about her experience campaigning as a Gen Z in the Arizona Congressional District 7's primary election. But first, some news.
This fall, Arizona Western College is launching a new Associate of Applied Science in Marketing for students interested in careers like digital marketing, sales, and public relations. The 64-credit program covers key skills from branding and social media advertising and design and can be completed in just 4 semesters. Designed with input from local marketing professionals, it includes electives, a capstone project, and an internship to help students turn their creativity into a successful career.
This year, a team of 4 Arizona Western College students won first place in the welding fabrication competition at the 2025 Skills USA Arizona State Competition, earning a spot at the national level later this month. Skills USA is a prestigious event that gives students a chance to show off their hands-on trade skills and connect with industry leaders. The team is working hard to raise $14,000 for the trip, including airfare, hotel accommodations, registration fees, safety gear required attire, meals, and transportation.
Arizona's public universities are teaming up with ADOT through a $280,000 Regents grant to improve safety for inexperienced drivers, using cutting-edge tech like driving simulators and wearable sensors to study real-time reactions and behavior. This research aims to reduce crashes and guide improvements to ADOT policies, driver training, and licensing, especially for drivers under 25 who are involved in a high number of accidents. With experts from ASU, NAU, and UFA working together, the 24-month project will lead to data-driven solutions that help keep all Arizona road users safer.
Elias, what are your thoughts on having schools, public universities, team up with the Arizona government to create a sort of way to improve public road safety?
Honestly, I think that is great for universities to do for the students, especially because, I mean, not all students go into college knowing how to drive. Most of them still take the bus and public transport. And students like me who don't know how to drive, it's probably like a safer way to learn and just something that helps students not just get from A to B, but also just to like make their ways around the world.
In this week's Flash interview, a No Kings protester shares why they attended last week's demonstration.
Hello, my name is Maya. I'm an interview for NPR at KAWC. What is your name?
I'm Deb Drysdale from Yuma, Arizona.
And why are you out here today?
Oh, I'm out here to help tell the world that we are not a country that abides by kings. We're not a fascist state, and we're being ruled by a president that was already impeached once. So that's why I'm out here. I'm giving my voice.
What do you think the significance of doing something like this in a border town is?
I think it's huge because it's marginalized people that are mostly being oppressed right now. But it'll come for all of us.
What do you want to say to people who want to be politically active but are too afraid to?
Watch your step, but get out here.
Well, thank you very much. It was nice speaking with you.
That was No Kings protester Deb Drysdale speaking with one of our new student reporters, Maya Manry. How do you feel about sort of our new reporters getting out into the field and starting to talk to people around Yuma?
I think it's great since, you know, me and you also started that way, and just kind of like watching them gain their footing while talking to people is great.
And listeners, throughout the summer, you probably won't just be hearing from me and Elias, but in fact, our whole new group of student summer reporters.
Yeah, for sure. So please stay tuned for the 6 new voices that we welcome this summer.
On June 14th, Yuma celebrated the U.S. Army's 250th anniversary at the Colorado River State Historic Park. Student reporter Javier Cortez spoke to the Yuma County Sheriff about his thoughts on the event.
Many from the Yuma community made a great showing for last weekend's anniversary event, showing the support for both our newly sworn-in soldiers and our long-serving vets. Yuma's own Sheriff Wilmot spoke on what this anniversary meant for both himself and the community.
Mostly to see the young folks that just joined get sworn in. To me, that was an awesome sight to see, is the young generation stepping up to fill those shoes of those that have served and to follow in those footsteps.
He also wanted to thank the human community for their continued support for both veterans and law enforcement. From the KAWC Student Newsroom, I've been Javier Cortez.
Southern Arizona is holding a special election this summer. Gen Z candidate Deidre Fodd spoke with the KAWC Student Newsroom about her experience running in the Democratic primary for Arizona's 7th Congressional District. Here's a portion of that conversation.
My name is Deja Fox. I'm 25 years old, and I'm running for Congress here in Arizona's 7th Congressional District. I'm a born and raised Tucsonan and an activist by trade.
So the reason why I ask you your age is actually we are the KAWC Student Newsroom. So we really like focusing on sort of young people in our community, and that's why we were super excited to speak with you, because you're one of the youngest people to ever run for the 7th Congressional District for Arizona. And so how are you treated differently by sort of your colleagues and voters throughout this election?
You know, I've been belittled or looked down on for the ways that our campaign uses social media. And we racked up something like 10 million views on our debate clips on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook alone. But, you know, it's not a traditional way of running a campaign, but I'm not a traditional candidate. 99% of our contributors are small-dollar donors, people who pitch in less than $200. That means families like yours or mine.
And do you think most of those people are sort of within our generation of sort of like Gen Z or millennial constituents?
You know, no. I think they actually span generations. What I've seen in terms of how people of different generations react to our campaign is interesting. What you might expect is that people our age, young people, really get it. And they're excited that there's another young person running to represent us. But what I've seen on the other end of the age spectrum, which is maybe the most interesting piece, is that older adults, people in their 60s, 70s, and 80s, really get why we need a new generation of leadership. They are the ones that are, in some ways, the most open to it because they've been fighting this fight. And they've seen Donald Trump overturn a lot of their work. Those older voters want an assurance that young people like us are going to keep the fight alive. So when we bring young people to their doors, canvassers that have never knocked doors before, and they see new, fresh faces, they see a new generation of leadership and a way forward, and they're willing to vote for us.
You've grown the sort of like popularity
Sure.
through social media. What other ways can sort of organizations and activists connect with Gen Z in order to sort of get them more involved in politics?
Yeah, our content is not just content for views' sake. It's about moving people toward action. And so you'll often see that our videos are vlogs of us canvassing, knocking doors, making it transparent, right? It can be scary to do something for the first time. Say you've never volunteered for a political campaign, or you don't know what it's going to be like to show up at a stranger's door and talk about an election. We give them a step-by-step. This is what it looks like. These are the people you know will be there. And it makes the barrier to entry lower and invites young people in to come participate.
Obviously, this election is in a pretty short span of time.
Sure.
And eventually the election's going to end. After the election, we're still here, right? We're still doing what we need to do. Young people are still out in their communities. Do you have any words of wisdom or advice for young people in Southern Arizona for what they can do to become more involved like you have?
Yes. You do not have to run for office to be political. You can get started wherever you're at. I always tell folks to just get personal. I want you to think about where your life intersects with the things you're seeing in the news, right? So I want you to get clear on your personal story. And once you do that, the final piece of any good advocacy journey is involving your personal network. It means plus wanting your engagement, asking your best friend or your mom or your neighbor to join you, because the people who care about you are going to care about what you care about.
That was Democratic primary candidate Deidre Fodd speaking with the KAWC Student Newsroom. To hear our full interview with Fodd, visit KAWC.org. From KAWC, I'm Elias Alvarez. KAWC's The Hotspot is produced by the KAWC Student Newsroom at KAWC Colorado River Public Media.
Check us out on Instagram, Blue Sky, and Facebook at Hotspot KAWC.
The show is available as a podcast or online at KAWC.org under the Shows tab.
The Student Newsroom is supported by listeners of the show and the Local News Initiative at the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona.
Our theme music is Election Time by Karen Abel. The Flash interview music is Fungmeister by Theo JT. Both are available at freesound.org.
I'm Max Schwitzing.
I'm Elias Alvarez.
Bringing the heat to Yuma and La Paz, it's
The Hotspot.